Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, top part of the Sabbath. This is the day that the Almighty have made for me and you. Top part of the Sabbath day. When the sun set on Friday and to the sun set on Saturday, it is called the Almighty Bible Sabbath day. When you read Genesis 2 verse 3, it says, blessed be the Sabbath day. He's talking about when the sun go down on Friday until the sun go down on Saturday. And on that day, you're supposed to have your 26:3 in the book called Isaiah. Keep your mind on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace. And that's what it's all about, Seed Royal, is getting the blessing of your mighty one, and the blessing start about you keeping the Sabbath day. Remember, we got six locations. So call for details, 224-600-5579, and we can hook you up on whoever you're closer to within the 70-mile range, and get into one of the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites, because the Bible day is the Sabbath day. When the sun set on Friday and the sun have set until the sun set on Saturday, that is the Almighty's day called the Sabbath day. All right, you got that good. We're going to bring our elder in. He's going to tell you all about the broadcast and top part of the Sabbath day, the blessing. The blessed day. We're going to bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast and how to get in contact with those of six anointed camps and a lot of good things. Whatever the Almighty put on him, he's going to bring it to you. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahweh bless you, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. Well, this is the day that the Almighty made. It was all about top part of the Sabbath day. He the one created the weather and everything else in it. So whatever Yahweh put on you to tell this national audience over 700,000 strong on the international side, take your time and we're going to rev back and get ourselves prepared to piggyback on whatever you put to your table. You on the clock, come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a great pleasure, as I always say, to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And many more things we have to discuss on this program. People come to hear. And that always is a good thing. I was talking to a gentleman earlier today who was supposed to be interested in black history. Actually, he has a couple of books out. And we probably had at least a two-hour conversation. The gentleman wrote a book called The Who Am I? The Question of the Black Negro. Who am I? And so I read that, and we talked about that. And there was a couple of books that he had put out, which we briefly went over. It was a pretty interesting subject we had. And apparently when you talk to someone that long, you do get a good understanding. Many people forget who they are, just like in the ministry. Some of the preachers actually forget what they're actually supposed to be doing for the people and not themselves. In John chapter 4, verse 3, he says, every spirit that confesses not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not a Yahweh, this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Therefore, you have heard that it should come, even now, already in the world. And you can bet it's in the world, because those of us that have our eyes enlightened with the word of Yahweh, we can see these things that we did not see before. And that's a good thing. Don't think that's bad, because look what it tells you in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Paul says, and Yahweh the Son answered, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5. So many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahweh the Son, and shall deceive many. And that's true. As I mentioned once before, you have many people that come professing or talking about the word of Yahweh and trying to bring you their way and not the way of the Bible. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumps of gums to convince you for righteous learning and Christianity. We thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, as we're doing now. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all have came to seek and now have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath we're in now, which is Friday. That class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website for us. To use this, open up any search engine and write on the search line, type tribeyada.com. After click enter, just under a big line and you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings with PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms. As we read 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone, each and every time that I mention this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful gift. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to those scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, also for building the school. And I can see that's a very well-needed thing on a daily basis. Our banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Also while there, we even have a calendar for you to check. Check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast now. Just enter three words to get there, Yakwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the Truth Lights Tribe of God down and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online podcast. We even have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinion and questions on biblical subject answers or related topics. We even have a few memberships involved with Yahweh and I. The first is our live conference room. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions of, which can be answered by anyone with 6 or 9 cans of God bless.
But
also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, email, if by email, text, before the broadcast. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, that New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos. And now even additions to that, I see, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the show after 10:30 p.m. today. To do that, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. For the Voices of the True Israelites, choose that program that you wanted to log into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. During our normal Blog Talk broadcast, we will also be simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of God. You'll find the room will hold 50 or more participants, and this is where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. One note to remember, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak so that the words of Yahweh flow smoothly. Remembering, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. So we can start to listen to those words on the beginning of Sabbath day. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Aru Yahweh.
Sorry about that. Right there, the WCC did kind of cut in on me to remind me of something. So you said a whole lot there, Elder, no doubt about it. And Yahweh be with you all on the network. Remember one thing, this day the Almighty made top part of the Sabbath day for me and you, top part of the Sabbath day, join in, tell a friend about one thing. We gotta get this man business right, because we are found out soundly in other lessons showing you that the Almighty is saying some things, and he's talking to a specific group of peoples, and he passing this thing on to give you a clear idea where you stand at right now. So, Elder, you can spread the books out for a minute, and we're going to throw a couple verses on the table, and then give an example about what, you know, how to conduct himself and scriptures is passing out. So, hey, Elder, Mr. Kill, take a look at that Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. Can you help those see out on what it's saying, Luke chapter 12, verse number 12? What it's saying there, Elder, Mr. Kill, what that's saying?
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And that's the game changer. That's the game changer right there. You know, right there. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And when the righteous spirit leads you, what would you have according to Daniel 9:22? Now, you know, they can, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour, and that's true, Elder. But the fruit of the matter is, once the mental spirit leave you, what is required of that person that been visited by the righteous spirit? What is required? In Daniel 9:22, what it say? What it say, Elder?
In Daniel's.
Mr. Spirit, what that say in Daniel 9:22?
In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 22, 22 says, "And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee shall skill and understanding."
To give you skill and understanding. And you know, like in your profession yourself there, Elder, you know, a lot of people talk a good game. But you know when they got skills, even when they take a wrench out. You know when they got skills. You can tell about them taking a wrench out of a box, taking the top off. So when we know when those that have been visited by the Almighty, mental spirit, because you have skills and understanding. Now, we'll give you a case in point. Now, we'll give you a case in point about skills and understanding. See, you have to be able to sit back and watch people unfold themselves. Now, when you got skills and understanding, it's some things that you will know, and you will know it right off the top. Like, for example, St. John chapter 4, 1 John, right side of the book. Hey, swing all the way to the right side of the book, Dale. And we look at 1 John on the right side of the book, chapter 4, verse number 3. Now listen to this right here, and see, this is where we examine, and we'll see what you're working with. We'll see where your mind at too. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 4, verse 3. What that say there, Mr. Kill? Take the time and come up.
In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 3 says, "And every spirit that confess that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh, which you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world."
Now, Elder, you said something, but I got to hear that again. And now, repeat that what you just got through saying out of 1 John 4, verse 3. Repeat that again, Elder.
Verse number 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world."
Mm-hmm. So we'll break that down in layman's terms. Anybody confess that Lord God Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh, he's an anti-Jesus Christ man. He's an anti. Just for the national audience, understand something. Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, I'm talking to the 700,000 on the international side. If you say he did not come in the flesh, then you are anti-Lord God Jesus Christ. So he came in the flesh. Now you say he did never come in the flesh, then you are anti-Lord God Jesus Christ, our Lord. But now, what we want to ask the question, we we know he came in the flesh, what flesh did he come in? Now, is it the pictures you got on the wall that you go into all these churches? How do we look in the flesh according to the Bible? Now, you got to examine yourself behind this, because I know we have all our lives, we've been into these Christian churches, and we don't see pictures on the wall. But we forgot what the foundation says that was going to happen. And David says something in Psalms 11, verse 3. What did David say in 11, verse 3 there, Elder McHale? Look what David said in 11, verse 3. Help me out there, Elder. Psalms 11, verse 3.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 11, looking at verse number 3, where he says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Because a lot of them say, yeah, he came in the flesh, but he got no color. And then they'll say he's rainbow, or he a Middle Eastern. They use everything, but they never go in the Bible and tell you, the Bible said he did come in the flesh. Sure did. But here's the point. The Bible left details on what he looked like, what was his message, and what he was all about. And I wonder why we never just go in the Bible and see what that he said himself. And let's see what he says that he was going to do, that he was going to do. Let's go to Micah chapter 5 there, Elder. Let's see what he said he was going to do. See, that's why it's very important to understand something about these six anointed camps called Voices of the True Israelites. Our job is to help you out, and whatever is on the table, we can bring it to you. Now we found out that he came in the flesh. But now our question is, what flesh did he come into? What flesh did he come into? Now, that's what's on the table right now until we turn on to our elder in class. He came into a flesh, but what flesh? Let's go to Micah chapter 5, pick it at verse 1 there. Elder McHale, Micah, chapter 5, verse 1.
Looking in the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse number 1. 1 says, now gather yourself together in truth, O daughters of truth. He had laid siege against us, and they shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. If it's right. Yes.
Great.
But thou, Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, Ephrathah.
Ephrathah. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though that be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth to have been of old and everlasting. 3.
Now we found he came in the flesh, and the prophet said, the seer says he came into the flesh, and now we know what flesh he took on. So, Elder, for this national audience, it was prophesied that he was coming in the flesh. Now, we just read in verse 2 what flesh that he took on after looking at all of the whole 18 nations. So he made a choice. When he came in the body, according to Micah chapter 2, hey, Elder, help the national audience and tell us what flesh did he come in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. What flesh did he come in? And verse 2, come up.
In the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse number 2. 2 says, But thou Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet ye come out, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting.
Uh-huh. Now my question is, Adam, what breath did he take on by telling the seer when he was coming into the body? What breath did he take on, according to verse 2? Male, according to verse 2, what breath did he take on? You can step in there, Mother Z, whenever you get ready. Mother Z is ready. What breath did he take on? According to 5, verse 2, what breath did he take on?
Judah.
Got that, Judah.
Excellent. He took on the flesh of Judah. Now that's the greatest mystery. Now that's one of the greatest mysteries in the world right there. So there it is in 5, verse 2. Judah do not have a rainbow color. So if he took on the flesh of Judah, he had to look in like the flesh of Judah. And now Judah do not have a rainbow color. And they say, well, he don't have no color. I beg the difference. He say he's coming out of Judah. And Judah do have a parents, Elder. What kind of parents do Judah have, Elder, that we can read? And Jeremiah 14, verse 2. What kind of parents did Judah have that he took on? We're going to Jeremiah 14, verse 2, and see what parents did Judah have on. So now you got to examine yourself. Those that in these Christian churches, Islam, Judaism, you know, what we're telling you now, just by picking up on what Elder said earlier, that he do have a appearance. He said he's coming out of the tribe of Judah. Now we're going to see what Judah looked like according to Jeremiah 14, verse 2. What did Judah look like, Elder? 14, verse 2.
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. 2 says, Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground. And the cry of Jerusalem is going up.
Ain't that something? So you mean when he came in the flesh, what tribe did he come through, Elder? And what do that tribe look like according to what we just got through saying in Micah 5, 2, and we precept that to Jeremiah 14, verse 2. Now, take your time and break all that down for the national audience, Elder. Now, we got Micah 5, 2. Then we got the precept of Jeremiah 14, verse 2. So now, and we know the kind of pictures we're looking at every day in the Christian Islamic Catholic Church. Do it match up with the Bible by looking at Micah 5, 2? And 14, verse 2 of Jeremiah. Take your time, Elder, and break that down.
Okay. Micah 5, 2, it says he came from the tribes of Yada Judah. And then when we look at Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, and 14, verse 2, it tells you that they are black unto the ground. With that verse,
so that put all the suspicions to those that say he have no color and he a Middle Eastern or he got a rainbow color. See right there, that lets you know that's what I mean when you said earlier, try to pull you away from Christianity. Christianity will tell you he got no color, that he's a rainbow, and he got no color. See? But we just found out by investigating, he told the seer what tribe he coming down through, Judah. We precept the Bible and found out what's going on in Judah and Jeremiah 14, verse 2, they black to the ground. So he made a call and he made a choice. So that's why you got to know who are you worshiping. If you worship the Bible, Lord God Jesus Christ, are you worshiping a man made up Lord God Jesus Christ? That's for the national audience. And we know his true name, he come in the Father's name. But before we make it, it's time for you to get this story right, because your time is running out. He got appearance. Let's get one more in, Elder, then we're going to swing inside of Camp 1. Let's go to 2 John 1, verse 7. Let's go to 2 John 1, verse 7, see what's going on. 1, verse 7. But we're going to tag this a little bit, because he do have appearance. And like we said last night, lesson, next month you're going to have a movie come on every day for a whole week called Eyes on the Prize. And they're going to show you two water fountains, one for the color people and one for the white people. So which one, if your Lord Jesus Christ Savior had to walk to the fountain, which one would he had to automatic go to? We'll find out later after the elder look at 2 John 1, verse 7. But we get ready to watch the eyes on the prize. They're going to show it all week long. They're going to show they love that good slavery movie when they whoop your back real good, just whoop your back and tell you, look here, you see that color water fountain? That's your fountain. You see this white fountain over here? That's my fountain. Never forget it, and tell your offspring, never forget it, even to this day. Got it? Good. So what you reading there, Elder? Give me that 2 John 1, verse 7.
The book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse number 7. 7 says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist," anti-Yahweh.
You see that? So man deceived because he did not come in the flesh. And if he came in the flesh, he a Middle Eastern or he a rainbow. Not according to the Bible. We found out that is a deceiver telling you that. He made plain exactly what he was going to do, and told the seer exactly what he's going to do. And now we're going to swing inside the camp, one, and find out what he's saying there. Hey, Mother Z Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. That was excellent, Elder. You held down in grand style, no doubt about it. Mother Z Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. Can you help those see out and tell me what that say? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. Can you help those see out there? No.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Prophesied, every man prayed, prophesied, having his head covered,
dishonor.
Dishonor his head. As in his head covered, dishonor his head.
So what are you saying, Mother? You said when you're prophesying, or when you're in the word of Yahweh, now, he said, now, when you better have is that hen, and she getting ready to do some reading, mm-hmm. she throws them on top of her head.
That's right.
And that was what he's trying to tell you. So that's the order thing. Now what Christian church even apply into that? Yeah. He said, what Christian church applies into that? Now, see, remember what I'm saying? We're trying to get you back in the Bible. The Bible tell you exactly what you got to do. Now, I need a statement there, young man. I need a statement where it says, it's somewhere in Corinthians where it talks about, where it's somewhere, like it says, it's somewhere in there. It's somewhere it talks about that in 1 Corinthians, that was chapter there, young man. Brother McKay. Yeah, well, make this, something they said in 2 Corinthians, we want to hear the story about if they come and bring you another one. Okay, what we have?
Let you cut off 2 Corinthians.
Okay, 2 Corinthians. Because now most of Israel, because like I said, most of Israel, now, in that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, that would be really wanted, but we want another way because we knew something was. Now read that, mother Israel. 2 Corinthians 11, 4.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Every man.
Okay, good. Now you at first, that would happen. See, we have to make a guess when I'm at you was in first, and I come in second. Now, try back. So we have to make a guess on that one and go another way, but we don't. Yeah. Make that second, mother.
2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 4.
Yeah.
But if he that cometh for
preaching
another,
if they come in modern day terms that they use, preaching another Jesus. See, it's another Jesus out here, but his true name is Yahweh the Son. The Jesus we've been hearing about is the one that's is tail skinned and straight hair that don't support the Bible. So that's another Jesus. See, that's another thing. We use the word Jesus for a minute because we kind of get you to the point to understand one thing. Paul was saying somebody going to come and teach another Jesus. And matter of fact, the Jesus they're going to teach, they're going to do something to that Jesus that they're going to teach. Brother McCarter, the Jesus that's going to be taught. The prophecy I already said they're going to do something in 1 Maccabees 3. 3, verse number 48. Now, this is what they say they're going to do about this Jesus. Now, it's written what they're going to do in advance. So now, if you sit in the ministry and they don't read this to you, then you got to understand, you got to evaluate some things. So remember, in 1885, the Roman Catholic Church, Protestant Church, all of them stems out of the Roman Catholic Church. They removed 14 books out of your Bible. Your Bible used to have 80 books. And if you go on your computer, put the 1611 King James Version, and ask your phone how many books in there, they'll tell you 80. And now, you got a King James Bible, and you ain't got no 66 in that. What'll happen? The story we get ready to read was taken out because if you knew the story that about this right here, you put your eye on the suspect and try to find out who
did this? Who did this 348 there, young man? Who did it?
First Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48. First Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48, read. And laid open the book of the law. Wherein the heathen had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
You see, it is, they whitewashed it. So see, that's what you got right now, whitewashed. The image you got of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's been whitewashed. It's been paint over. They paint over it. Here's right here. They look right at the records of him that had, that come from the tribe of Judah. I mean, good dark skin man. And they paint the likeness of himself. So now, remember he said, he paint the likeness of himself. So now, himself that you talked about, the OIC did not look like you. They look like themselves that you're looking at today on your walls of all the churches and in your mind. And I'm telling you now. If you don't get your babies right before they go to grade school, they're going to put that image in their mind at 2 to 3 years old. They'll be a point and say, who is this? That's our Lord Jesus Christ. They would indoctrinate your babies at 2 to 3 years old. So you got to get to your babies in the womb and say, baby, the body don't support what the white one that's dark in 3 or 8. The reason they changed the painting, because they had some on their mind. They had some on their mind. And what they have on their mind, we're going to read it in the 74th chapter of Micaiah. See, they had some on their mind. We're going to 74, we're going to read out a little bit. See, the Bible tells you exactly what everybody got on their mind. You gotta hear their mind. Once you open their mouth, you see what's on their mind. Once you open their mouth, the Bible tells you what's on their mind. That's why it's so important to meet and greet on the Saturday by bumping shoulders. That's a game changer. Saturday when the sun go down on Friday until the sun go down on Saturday. That's the Saturday. When you meet and greet, you better learn something to help yourself and your loved ones to come before they be indoctrinated, contrary to the Bible. We're going to Psalm 74 and pick it verse 1. We'll read a little bit. Listen to this. Let's do a little reading there, y'all. All right, come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 74, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, Oh, Yahweh, why has you cast us out forever? Why do your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture?
Why do you do us the way you do it? This is David talking in 1000 BC. So put a marker there, young man, and back up to 28 chapter, and let's find out why do you kill us like the way you do it? Why? That's the question. Why do you? If you're going to always be angry at us, that's the question we ask. Now, you get down to our precepts. Let's find out why did he do what he said to do. We're going to do Romans 28, 47 down to verse 50. He said, Almighty, and the Christian establishment, Lord God Jesus Christ, true name is the four letters. YHWH. He said, why'd you do us the way you do us? Let's see, can we run it down and find out what's going on? And Mother E. Israel, have me 32:26 of Deuteronomy's late number. He said, why do you do us the way you do us? Let's see what he say. Come on, young man. I mean, who are reading what?
I'm going to please tell me go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28.
Yeah, 47 down verse 6.
Go pick it up at verse 47.
Yes.
Down to verse number 50.
Uh-huh.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 47 down to 50. Verse 47 reads, Because you serve not the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with joyfulness and with gladness of
you don't want to serve him the way he tells you to serve him. You want to talk about what your job is put on you on them 6 days. Yahweh don't care about what your job put on you on 6 days. Yahweh made a plan to you about what he got in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that Moses. Hey, Moses, see Israel. Try to God, God do it. Yahweh don't care about what your job just got put on you. Well, you know, it's my job. I got to be down. So that's the reason why I got to set out the Sabbath day. You only hurt yourself when you're doing this. The Sabbath day is the sign between you and him. Them 6 wicked days that you got, that you got your pockets all right, and they'll beat your back down real good. You both energize when the Sabbath day comes. Look what Luke says that we can read, Mom, in 2 verse 9.
Romans 1 and 2,
what he said we can read.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1 reads,
right.
I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of Yahuwah,
uh-huh.
that you present your body a living sacrifice.
No, I'm going to have my mind a living sacrifice.
Your body a living sacrifice.
Your body's got to be a living sacrifice. Your body. And don't look for a pat on the back when your body is the living sacrifice. Let me see what he said behind that. Go ahead.
Right. Acceptable unto Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
which is your reasonable service.
Ain't don't look for no pat on the back. Yahuwah walked 70 miles and he kept the feast of dedication every Sabbath day. He walked 70 miles. Rain, sleet, or snow to be there to do his part that his father sent him to do.
Verse 2.
What?
And be not conformed to this world.
Don't be conformed to this world.
But be you transformed.
How?
By the renewing of your mind.
You got to renew your mind, go ahead.
That you may prove.
Prove.
What is that good?
What's good?
And acceptable.
Uh-huh.
And perfect will of Yahuwah.
See that? So you will have to, this is no cakewalk. You will have to step up to the plate. Rain, sleet, or snow, and take care of Yahuwah's business. Do what you think you're going to get is going to be total opposite of it. You cannot cameo this man. You got to go all out headlong for this man. Whatever it is, I put to the side and take care of my Yahuwah's business. When the sun go down on Friday, I'm elbowing one of the six anointed camps that talks to YHWA. And I'm right back for the bottom part of the class. Elbowing, because I want the blessing of Yahuwah. So the reason why we're in captivity today, because everything you got written, our mindset is on the other nation. And that's why we're in trouble today as a people. And we're trying to break that trend by telling you one thing. Take another look at this Bible. See you is you line up with this Bible. You see them little young, better hands you got it, little babies and grandbabies everywhere. Why don't you get in the truth? You know? Get in the truth before the schools indoctrinate them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give a white man the Lord God Jesus Christ at 2 years old.
Hallelujah. That's right.
At 2 years old. They will give to white Lord God Jesus Christ, which is contrary to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That 2 years old, you go get the first baby that you said went to grade school or preschool, and you ask them, what's this picture here? And they'll say, Lord God Jesus Christ. But this is a white man. He had no mom. At 2 years old, that's how you get your baby. And get your babies at 2 years old. You're going to get your babies in the womb, straighten them up before the wicked get a hold to them. But it starts with you. Where we at in Deuteronomy 28? Where we at?
We're going back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, finishing up verse number 48. He says, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you.
He's going to put a yoke of iron on your mind spiritually until he has destroyed you in the mind. You think you can carry on this man's business? You have been destroyed in the mind. And that's why we're in the condition we're in today. Right now. Now, Mother, what you reading on that Deuteronomy 32:26? What you read?
Deuteronomy 32:26.
Yeah, what you read?
Deuteronomy 32:26.
Uh-huh.
Verse 26.
What?
I said.
I said.
I would scatter them into corners.
He said, I said. Now, Almighty said, for the children of the book, children of Israel. I'm going to scatter you into corners.
I would make the remembrance of them to cease among men.
He said, I'm going to make the remembrance of, ain't nobody going to know who you are. You're going to deceive when you tell them you are the children of Israel, fourth son of Israel, Judah. They're going to say, no, you ain't. The Jews is in the land over there. I'm not talking about no Jews. I said Judah. He's well, they're in the land already in there since 1948. He said, I told you in advance. He told Moses, do you know your descendants up the road is going to not even know who they are? They would think they're African American, Negro, colored, and black. And color. And that's why you get ready to watch next month, the eyes of the prize, and they will have two fountains for you to see. A color fountain and a white fountain. if our Lord Savior Jesus Christ come down, which one you think that he will have a mandate to go to? Which one you think he'll go to? The one that's gonna save you and me and everybody in the world that follow him. What fountain would he have to go to? Once you ready to watch the eyes of the prize next weekend sometime, right? Watch and see what fountain he go to. See? So, come on back to that. Let's get two more in and we'll back out the race. We're going to Psalm 74. You read verse 1 again. Read a little bit more. I want you to quiet. Let's read a little bit more here. Take on down. Straight on down a little bit till we get out for him. I hope I can be quiet. Don't say. Don't even break in at all. Look at this. We read 74 verse 1. Now read verse 2. Preferably that I can just be quiet and listen to the good read by the young lion called Bo Makasha. Come on.
Okay. We're going back over to the book of Psalms. Going back to chapter 74, we pick it up at verse number 2. Psalms chapter 74, verse number 2 reads, remember your congregation.
Remember your congregation.
Which you had purchased of old.
Now see, that's big talk. You already know what congregation. See, that's what I'm saying. We got too much teaching to do. That's why we keep saying, take advantage of that hour of power on that other station at Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Take advantage of this stuff for you. You know, take advantage. Don't bring your own thing there. Take advantage. What did we learn the prior week? Put some on the table. Put some on the table. Prairie.
Which you have purchased of old?
Yeah, old.
The rod of your inheritance.
Yes. Yeah.
Which you have redeemed. This Mount Yadaju, wherein you have dwelt.
You see that? So where he dwell at again?
Y'all died do it.
So he don't know about no Paris, London, France, and Germany, and all that stuff. You know, I won't get my back. No! The Almighty Son, he dwell in one place, the land of Judah. What's the hell? No, ain't nothing about that.
Walk according to this rule.
This rule.
Peace be on upon them.
Peace be on them.
And mercy in upon the Israel of Yahweh.
You got to walk according to this rule. You got to in love. He said, because you don't want to serve me and love doing it. Oh, I'm so tired. That other nation beat my back. Man, we don't want to hear that. That's why I said you got to have some bounce to the house and come down to his business. On what you got coming, you're supposed to be headlong, ready to go take care of your father's business. To get to where you want to get to, or you going to end up where they're going to be at automatic. You'll be there along with them by counting on this man's business. Go back to that Psalm 74 and read a little bit more.
Okay, we're going back over to the book of Psalms, chapter 74. Psalms, chapter 74. We're picking it back up at verse number 3. Psalms, chapter 74, verse 3 reads, "For I was envious at the foolish." I'm sorry, wrong one. Psalms 74, verse 3. "Lift up your feet unto the perpetual desolation, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the temple."
You see the enemy of this? What the enemy doing different?
Wicked.
The life of himself. You see, they went in your building, they took over from you, and then they think the picture you got, the most good old many shades of brown color of everybody, and they paint the likeness of themselves. And now all your pictures are pale red. They painted the enemy came into your domain and painted the likeness of themselves. They burnt your books up, put a death sentence on you, and I get through the books until we get put our hit on it. Don't trust no book till we put our hit on it. What you gonna do? Well, you know all the little change the pictures. We don't make them make they look like us. And the octopivity. The Lord God Jesus on earth, that was a pivot mean. The Lord of the universe. Take the life of those out of step. Then we give the book back. And tell you, is you all right with this? And guess what? Ask your parents. Ask your grandmother. Which one is he? I bet they pick 99% of the time the one look like somebody else in themselves. Right now, your grandma. Your mama will too.
Mm-hmm.
And your daddy will too.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. They ignore this Bible. I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, now. Come on back to that.
Psalms.
Yeah, come on back to it a little bit more.
Psalms chapter 74.
Yeah.
Picking up at verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, "Your enemy."
Your who?
Your enemy.
What about?
Roar in the midst of your congregation.
You see, that's your enemy. This is David talking 1,000 B.C. This was for David's day, because David had that in Texas. This is for our day. Your enemy is roaring in all your congregation. You on the wrong day. You're not wearing no fringes. You ain't dust heads in Yahweh. You ain't keeping the Sabbath day. You ain't keeping no peace day. You have cocked everywhere. Your enemy is roaring in your congregation. Go ahead.
It says, roaring in the midst of your congregation, they set up their ensigns for signs.
You see them? They set up ensigns for signs. You see what they do?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, he knew you were going to take out the 14 books. But they knew you couldn't take out something. You see that? So the Yahweh is a massive chess player.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that the Catholic Church would take out the 14 books where you be in doubt of 1 Maccabees 3:48.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahweh had already laid in the corner in Psalm 74. Is that what they're going to do before he may have even was born? See that?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew you were going to take out Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
You would take out the 14 books.
Mm-hmm.
The whole book is damnation to all of them. The whole book, really, that's why they beat you back for even trying to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
This book is damnation to other nations.
Hallelujah.
If you get this north out of someone with many shades of brown, then you own something. Go ahead and read.
Verse number 5.
What?
Psalm 74, verse 5, read.
Listen to this.
A man was famous according as he had lift up axes upon the thick tree.
Oh,
verse 6. But now they break down the carved works thereof.
They do what?
That, but now they break down the carved works thereof.
Yeah.
At once with axes and hammers.
I mean you had everything. You had other things you had wrong. But they took hammers and axes and broke that thing down for you, huh? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when David was writing this, David had all his enemies, you know, if you touch him on the shoulder, they'd jump out the skin. Oh, what you want, King David? That's right. When David was writing this thing, he wasn't writing for his day. David had beat down all his enemies. Everybody was quiet in David's day. And in Psalm Solomon's day. This thing is on our time now. But David is writing the future on how to look at how we once were, and David distracted David's day. You mean this will happen to my people? And guess what happened right now, they put an axe to everything you had. They took, you had all type of images and everything else. You didn't worship none of them, but you had them. That's another lesson behind get into another time. You had all type of images.
Yeah.
But everything looked just like you. Lying. I mean, if you knew the way Solomon had lions all around his, when he sit on his throne, he had lions everywhere. Because he's from the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah.
No lesson. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse number 7. Psalm chapter 74, verse 7 reads, they have cast fire into your temple. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of your name to the ground.
You see that? In David's day, David wrote this. They put fire to your temple. And David ain't seen none of that. David writing what will happen in the 700s. And 5, 8, what was it? 5, 8, 6, 5, 8, 7? When it told you burnt the temple down? That was about 500 years later. They were gun gone. I mean, I'm telling you, David, you mean they're going to tear all this foot that we don't put the... Yes, David. They're going to tear it down. They're going to burn it. They're going to put fire on it, burn it down twice. And then they're going to come back in 70 AD and kick you all the way out. David wrote all this stuff in here. We got plenty to talk about. Go ahead and read.
Verse number 8. Psalm 34, verse 8 reads, they said in their mind.
They said in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Let us destroy them together.
You see that? They meeting of the mind. Let me read in Wisdom Solomon. We now read 2 verse 1. They meet in the mind to always destroy you. That everybody's game plan is to keep you the way you are right now. And we got to pray you out of this thing. The world that you're following. In David's days wrote, they meet to destroy you. By what kind of way? Precept that to 1 Ezra 5:72. Watch this. Look what they do. You might think they got their robes in the car and the trunk. And they wave their names real good. And they all meet and say, pray. And look what they do. Look what we read in
1 Ezra 5:72-73.
Listen to this read.
Chapter 5, verse 72 and 73.
Chapter 5,
verse 72. 10:73. And verse 73.
Yeah, let's listen to this.
72 reads.
What
it reads? But the heathen,
the heathen
of the land lying heavy upon the inhabitants of Yahdaju and holding them straight.
And holding them straight.
Hinders their building.
They hinder your building today.
First time. Go ahead. First 73.
Right.
And by their secret plot.
What are they doing?
Secret plot.
Secret plot. You mean they need to do what?
By their secret plot
and
popular persuasion.
What do you mean popular persuasion? The media, television, what I say, computer, everything. They meet with popular persuasion. They can break you. They can put a hit at you with your mouth. You know, I see those here. He was running down and he was had with nothing on. Yeah, phone ringing everywhere now. Everything. They use the popular persuasion with all the communication to tag you down. And you fall for it every time. All they got to do is say anything and you fall for it every time. No proof. You don't need no proof. Why don't you ask them, give me some proof that this man look like you. Look like, and you don't like no light bulb, no way. Light bulb is white. You don't look like that. Give him some proof that he look like that. You don't even ask for no proof. If we get you all book all day long and you just can't believe nothing is on the table. Go ahead and read.
Okay. First Ed, chapter 5, verse 73. 73 reads, and by their secret plot, the popular persuasion and commotion, they hinder the finishing of the build. The finishing of the building. All the time that King Cyrus lived. So they were hindered from building for the space of 2 years until the reign of Darius.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Yeah. And that what they're doing right now. Well, let's go back to Psalm. Let me get a couple verses in Psalm. I'm back with this thing. Before we come over to Psalm. So you see, the Bible is covered with the precepts. We know what man has did. But he got it already laid out. You know what you're going to go for. They made their business to burn down everything you got and then tank the life within themselves. Then threaten you and say, if I catch you with a book in your hand or anything that's even talking about what we did, we're going to do you the best. Matter of fact, we'll read that after we come on verse and that be it for me.
Okay. We're going back to Psalms, chapter 74. And we're picking up at verse number 9. Verse 9 reads. We see not our sign.
What
is
that? We see not our sign. No, we don't see our sign. No, we don't see our sign. We see signs that everybody else. We don't see our sign. When do we see our sign? Where our sign is? For you can't even show your baby a sign that look like you, and they put that away. They use a little dog. Your dog look like me. Oh, that's mad. What do you mean that's mad? Which one you want? I want the one that look like a light bulb. Yeah. 2 years old.
Yeah.
Put the test on a 2 year old. I bet you they pick that the light bulb looking baby every time. I don't want that nasty looking baby. What if baby look like you? Huh? It look like you? See that? Doctrinate him at 2 years old. I bet you take 10 babies right now at 2 years old. I bet the 9.5 will pick the light bulb toy. 9.5 will do it right now. Read it slow.
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 74, verse number 9. Verse 9 reads, we see not our sign.
Nope.
There is no more any elder.
Right.
Neither is there among us any that know how long.
And nobody know how long. And that's why, and that, see, they done beat everybody now. They couldn't find nothing warm that they did have. They had already slid a suitcase about the wand and threatened them big time. It was nobody tell them nothing. And that's when we got back in power about 11 years later. They would tear everything down and let's go find old seal somewhere to tell us what we're going to do. But they done beat everybody down. See, they done beat you down. Had you eat with the suitcase or just gonna cut your head off. They ain't been working with you for 11 years. Go ahead and read.
The book of Psalms, chapter 74, picking up at verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, O Yahuwah, how long shall the adversary reproach?
It's up to you. It's up to you. How long to me? How long? It's up to you. You gonna put some praises on? You gonna keep the Sabbath day? You gonna stop murmuring and complaining? It's up to you.
Go ahead. Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever?
Lord God, Jesus Christ, Buddha, Allah, that's blasphemy. That's blaspheming this four-letter name, YHWH. How long are you gonna continue to keep doing it? It's the name of days, man.
Verse 11. Why withdraw you your hand?
Why would you sit on your hands and you see what kind of condition? Why are you doing? Now David is saying, something's got to be right there. Because I know that now everything is in it. So I don't think everybody's down. I'm sitting here skipping any money. But David writing all this out. He writes it for hours a day. Go ahead.
Your right hand, pluck it out of your bosom. Verse 12. For Yahweh is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth.
Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
So we believe that as he'll teach you why that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say.
Hallelujah, boy.
We know that when the righteous minister spirit show up on you, he ain't gonna just be singing you a lovely song, right? He ain't gonna come and tap dance with you. He gonna show up with some instructions, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
Now those instructions, what can they be found, young lad? Let's see where we can find the instructions of the Most High for. Let's see if I can pull that out. In the book of Wisdom of Solomon. Where do we find Yahweh's instruction? Book of Wisdom of Solomon 6. Let's keep it at verse number, let's figure it at 18 through 20 and verse 25.
Okay.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6, verse 18 through 20 and verse number 25, Yahweh.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Wisdom of Solomon. I want to read chapter 6. We're going to pick it up at verse 18 down to 20 and pick it up at verse 25. Pick it back up at verse 25. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6, verse 18 reads, and love is the keeping of her laws, and the giving heed unto her laws is the assurance of incorruption.
It said if you keep your Torah instructions, the first five books, that you can be assured of incorruption. When you do it his way, we know that his way is the only way, right?
Hallelujah.
Wow. There we are.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And incorruption make us near unto Yahweh.
If we want to get close to Yahweh, we got to put off that old man.
Hallelujah. Wow.
With the lust thereof. Ain't that right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Verse number 20, what do you say?
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the desire of wisdom bringeth to a kingdom.
And that's what we're looking forward to. We ain't looking forward to going to heaven.
That's right.
We're looking forward to a rulership.
Hallelujah. What?
Kingdom. That's what we're looking forward to. Esau. Verse 25, what did he say?
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Receive therefore instructions through my word.
So the only way we get his instructions is through the word of the Most High Yahweh.
Hallelujah, boy.
Wait.
And it shall do you good.
He said that the instructions of the Most High Yahweh would do you what?
It would do you good.
I mean, it'll set you up and keep you up, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
That's the way I see it. What about Deuteronomy chapter 30, Moses? But Yahweh said it once, he said it twice. He said, I'll say it three times if I want to.
Hallelujah,
what about Deuteronomy chapter 30? You always got a... out of mouth for two or three witnesses, let that word be established, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
So let's keep it Deuteronomy chapter 30, mother, verse number 19, what he said. Okay, Deuteronomy 30, verse number 19, what do you say, mother?
Deuteronomy chapter
30,
verse
19. Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
Well, Yahweh said, I want everybody to witness this thing, right? Go ahead, read up.
That I have set before you life and death,
mm-hmm.
blessings and curses.
Go ahead.
Blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life that both us and
both you and your offspring, your seed.
Right.
Both you and your seed may live.
So he said, choose life, right? Mm-hmm. But we read that out of the word of your God is his instruction.
Right.
And it shall do you good, right?
Hallelujah.
But let's speak about a few things. I want to look at some pros and cons according to what the word of Yahweh says. See if we can make it sound good and nothing else, right? Let's look at the book of First Kings, Yahweh. Book of 1 Kings, let's keep it verse chapter 6. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 6. Let's look at verse number 1. Verse number 11. And let's keep it verse number 11 to 14. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 11 to 14, young man.
Okay, we're going over to the book of 1 Kings. We're going to read chapter 6. We want verse number 1. And we're going to drop down and read verse 11 all the way down to verse number 14.
Yes, sir.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 6, verse 1 reads,
mm-hmm.
And it came to pass in the 418th year,
480th
year, after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt.
Well, he gave you a timetable on what you're ready to go down, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were 480 years after the children of Israel came up out of Egypt. Well, we know that David sit on the throne in somewhere around 1000 B.C., right? We know that he ruled for 40 years. So about 960 B.C. is when his son sat on the throne, right?
Hallelujah.
So 480 years after the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, what went down?
Okay. And came out of the land of Egypt in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel.
So about somewhere around 964, somewhere 954 in that area, what did Solomon do?
In the month this,
mm-hmm.
which is the second month.
So that's the second month of the year, right? Go ahead.
That he began to build the temple of Yahuwah.
Verse 11, what else?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of Yahuwah came to Solomon saying.
Saying what?
Verse 12. Concerning this temple, which you are in building, if you will walk in my statute
mm-hmm.
and execute my judgment and keep all my laws
mm-hmm.
to walk in them, then will I perform my word with you, which I spake unto David, your father.
Verse 13, what do you say?
13.
Mm-hmm.
And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel.
Verse 14, come on.
14.
Mm-hmm.
So Solomon built the house and finished it.
So Solomon built the temple. And fishing. So that took place somewhere around that 900 BC area, somewhere in that neighborhood, close to 900, somewhere in that neighborhood, when Solomon built that great marvelous temple that Yahuwah ordained, right? Did he ordain that?
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Let's see if he ordained that, Mother. Let's read the 2 Samuel chapter 7. The book of 2 Samuel. Chapter 7. Let's see if Yahuwah ordained this thing to be done. Let's see if it's 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let's see how it went down. Let's take a look at verse number 10. 10 to 13 and verse number 19. Let's see what we're working with here. From 2 Samuel chapter 7. 10 through 13 and verse number 19, Mother. Let's see that this thing right quick, Mother. Like in Samuel chapter 7. Like in Samuel chapter 7. 10 through 13 and verse number 19.
2 Samuel chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10 down to 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Get down to verse 19.
That's correct.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
What do you say?
Moreover, I will upon a place of my people.
He said, moreover, I'm going to appoint a place for my people.
For my people Israel.
But Yahweh ain't got no qualms about saying who people is. He don't call them Jewish. He don't call them no Israeli Jewish. He said, his people is Israel, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And we'll place.
And we'll plant.
And we'll
plant.
That's what I know. We'll plant them there
Is that the temple and the kingdom that was for to be forever? Is
But he said to David, I let your vows, right?
Hallelujah. Well.
That's what he said, brother.
Right.
Let's look at 2 Chronicles, young lad, chapter 3. So Yahweh is the one that initiates the building of the temple. Is that right?
Hallelujah. Well.
I mean, this is all his plan and his program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he told, before we go, let's see what he told Moses in the book of Hebrews. The book of the Israelites, they call it Hebrews, chapter 8, around verse number 16, young man. The book of the Israelites, chapter 8, let's see what he told Moses. In verse 16. I believe I'm looking for that young man. The book of Israelites, chapter 8. And I went too far, verse number 5 is what we need.
Hallelujah.
The book of Israelites, 8, verse number 5. What did he tell Moses?
We're going to the book of Hebrew. The book of the Israelites.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 8, verse number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 reads.
What do you mean?
Who serve unto the example.
Mm-hmm.
And shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of Yahweh,
what is it?
When he was about to make the temple.
Mm-hmm.
For see, said he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mount.
So the waters had the blueprint
mm-hmm.
of the temple of Yahweh was none other than Yahweh, right?
That's right.
He gave Moses the blueprint.
That's right.
How many we grab what Moses did and the one that Moses made, you know, you pick it up and take it wherever you go. The founder made it stationary. He built a temple that was stationary, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Let's get 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Let's get verse number 1 and 2. Young man from the tribe of Yahda Judah.
All
Second Chronicles chapter 3. We want verse number 1 and 2. Let's start it there.
All right. We're going over to the book of Second Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
We want to read chapter 3.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pick it up at verse 1 and verse number 2.
What is
it? Second Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1 and verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you mean?
But I determined this with myself.
2 Chronicles chapter 3. Number 1 and 2.
2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Second Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1, read.
Mm-hmm.
Then Solomon began to build the temple of Yahweh at Yada Judah in Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah. Where Yahweh appeared unto David, his father.
Go ahead, read up.
In the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor, Ornan, the Jebusite.
Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Yes.
And he began to build in the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign.
Verse number 17, what did he say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he reared up the pillars before the temple.
Uh-huh.
One on the right hand.
Good.
And the other on the left.
Uh-huh.
And called the name of that on the right hand, Jachin.
Jachin.
And the name of that on the left, Boaz.
So he called the name of the right, Jokshan. Now the word Jokshan, it means he shall establish. That's what it means. And the word Boaz means him is strength. That's what it means. Look back to that, the book, let's see that, what Yahweh was displeased at, Mother Z. Because he let you know if he's pleased with it. We found out when Moses and Solomon was getting ready to build a house, Yahweh was all pleased with that thing, right? But let's see when he is displeased, when he inform you that you out of order. But you first came, Mother, chapter 12. Let's see if it's the same right quick. First Kings chapter 12, let's pick up that verse number 12. Let's see if you make a move that is unpleasing to Yahuwah. Will he, as they say, bring you to the carpet up on that side?
Make it plain.
First Kings chapter 12. Let's pick up that verse number 12 to 17. Let's see if Yahuwah lets you know if he will please or not.
Yes.
Come on, Mother.
First Kings
chapter 12. Pick it up at verse number 12. What's going on with this?
First Kings chapter 12, verse 12,
yes,
5 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes,
so Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam.
Well, that is, we don't need that. Let's drop down to 25. 25 to 32 is what we really need, Mother. 25 to 33, let's get it all in. This is the survey I really want. I misspoke, my fault. 1 Kings chapter 12, 25 through 33. Let's get this survey line here.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25 to
33.
25 to 33.
Yes, ma'am, my fault.
1 Kings chapter 11, 1 Kings chapter 12, 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25 down to 33.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25. Verse 25. Then Jeroboam via Shittim in Mount Ephraim.
Jeroboam built Shittim in Mount Ephraim. Go ahead.
And dwell therein and went out from thus and
went out from this
and built
Peniel.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Jeroboam said in his mind.
So he said Jeroboam had a conversation with himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over that point, let's see, you have a line in the front of the book of the Israelites.
Okay.
I think I want 4:12. I think I'm looking for the book of the Israelites, chapter 4, verse 12.
I hear you.
Because Jeroboam was working up some stuff in his mind. He thought, didn't nobody see what was going on in his head, right? So let's see if Yahuwah can peep inside the brain a little bit. The book of Israelites, chapter 4, verse 12, young
life. Hallelujah. What? The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 4, verse number 12.
What did he say?
Verse 12 reads.
What
did
he read?
For the word of Yahuwah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow.
Go ahead.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the mind.
So Yahuwah know what you own, right?
That's right.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Right.
That's about the Jeremiah, mother. Let's get a second witness. Have a mouth for two or three witnesses, right? Son of Jeremiah chapter 17, about verse number 10, mother. Look at Jeremiah 17, verse number 10. What did Yahuwah say, mother? Can he peek inside your brain, mother?
Jeremiah
17, verse number 10.
Jeremiah.
So you say he is a discerner of the thought and intent of your brain, right?
That's right.
Is that what he said?
That's what he
said. So in other words, if he upheld what the Maccabee boy was all right, if he had a second that emotion, he must have deemed that a good thing, right? Well, let's run to Jeremiah 17:10, mother. Let's see what Yahuwah, how he peeps inside our brain.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
What did he say?
I, the Yahuwah, search the mind.
What did he say? He do what?
Search the mind.
Go ahead.
I try the
rain.
Even to give every
his ways.
Go ahead.
According to the fruit of his doing.
So y'all about to say he searched the mind, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
come back to that second Kings. Young line, you want to pick that one up? First Kings 12, 25 through 33. That'd be about it for me. First Kings chapter 12, 25 to 33.
Can I get one in with your head on that, on Yahuwah search of mine? I'm slide back over there with you.
Come on,
I want to add one on to that.
Come on,
I'm going to read the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16.
Yes, sir.
And pick it up at verse number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 7, read.
Read.
But Yahuwah said to Samuel,
what do you say?
Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I refuse him.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahuwah see not as man sees. For man look on the outward appearance, but Yahuwah look on the mind.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. He
look
a little bit deeper.
Hallelujah.
First Kings chapter 12.
All right.
25 to 32. Let's see when Yahuwah is not pleased with you. Let me straight up tell you that I'm not pleased with what you got going on there.
Hallelujah. First Kings
chapter 12, 25 to 33, young man.
Pick it up at 1 Kings chapter 12 and go read verse 25 down to verse 33.
Yes, sir.
Verse 25, read.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jeroboam built Shechem and Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out from there and built Penuel.
Go ahead, read up.
26.
Yes, sir.
And Jeroboam said in his mind, now shall the kingdom return to the family of David.
Mm-hmm.
27. If these people go up to do sacrifice.
Now, hold that point now. Yahuwah done sent the seer to old Jeroboam, man.
Uh-huh.
He done ripped his new garment up.
Uh-huh.
And gave them to the people.
Yes, he did.
And Yahuwah, and he said, this thing is from Yahuwah.
Yes, he did.
Now, this fool come right back. The two calves, right?
Uh-huh.
He said, he brought you up out of the land that you were
right.
That's where he just pushed Yahweh to the curb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Yahweh ain't did nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was these two golden calves. Verse number 31, what do you say?
Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
He made a temple of high place.
Go ahead.
And made priests of the lowest of the people.
Go ahead.
Which were not of the sons of Levi.
So this guy rearranged the order of Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse number 32, come on.
Verse number 32.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month.
Go ahead.
On the 15th day of the month.
Go ahead.
Like unto the feast that is in Yadadju.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered upon the altar.
Go ahead.
So did he in Bethel. Sacrificing unto the calf.
Hold on. He ordained a feast, right?
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't for Yahweh.
That's right.
It was for the golden calf.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Like unto the feast that is in Yahweh, he offered unto the father also.
Mm-hmm.
So did he in Bethel sacrifice unto the calf that he had made.
So he made an altar. Now let's see exactly, Mother Z. What was he working with? What was Jeroboam leading the people? Who was he really leading the people to worship? Under the Second Chronicles, chapter 11. Let's see what he was working with. Second Chronicles, chapter 11. And let's see, and I want to get to the chase. Let's figure it up at verse number 14 and 15. Let's see what Jeroboam working up here, mother. Who is he ordaining a feast to? Mother. Second Chronicles 11, verse 14 and 15. Who is he ordaining this feast for, mother?
Second Chronicles chapter 11, verse
14 and 15.
Verse 14 and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Second Chronicles chapter 11, verse 14 and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
For the Levites left their suburban and...
For the Levites left their
suburb and
their possession.
And their possession and came to Yahda Judah and...
For Jeroboam?
Came to Yahda Judah and Jerusalem.
Yahda Judah?
and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense to the devil.
So Jeroboam, he was working with something. Yahweh said, no, man. I see right through your head.
Hallelujah.
You are worshiping Satan, the devil.
Hallelujah.
You ain't giving no honor to me. Period.
Hallelujah.
On that note, we're going to bring in that young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll give our elder a hand clap. Thank you, elder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Mother Z. Now, we'll get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 going on here. And we're going to roll this in together. I have a few things that came out. So this could be a teaching moment put on the table here. So we'll kick it out with Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Take off, Mother Z.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour where you ought to say.
Hallelujah. Well, and we believe that the righteous spirit teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And I want to get right to it because I want to make sure that we get a clear understanding about this revelation. We go to chapter 7 and verse number 12. I had to woke up this early this morning and somebody say, hey, what's this talking about? In Revelation chapter 7, verse number 12. They say, who are these people that was right here? So we're gonna pick it up, Mother, we're gonna pick it up in Revelation chapter 7, verse number 9.
Yes,
make that verse number 9.
Hallelujah.
That's what I want. Verse number 9.
Revelation chapter
7,
verse
9. Yeah, Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Let me get my pen and paper going on too with you, mother, see. Because I just want to get a little foundation going on here. Let's get Revelation. We got our Luke chapter 12, verse 12 in. For the righteous spirit teaching that very same mind what you ought to say, right?
Right.
So let's get our Revelation on going on now. Let's pick up chapter 7. Just give me verse number 9. That's what I want to deal with right there.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Verse 9. After this, beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kingdoms and kindred and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with the white robe and palms in their hands.
All right. So, all right. So the question that came out is that, is this talking about Israel?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to show family for the page of the book. Let me go get a few of men on here. We're going to touch some of the speak days. I want to get right to it. I ain't give no air to breathe. So we go touch right up on this. And let's pick it up and let's first and let's see who is in all nations. That's what we want to find out. Let's get a solid foundation about who is in all these nations.
Hallelujah.
All right. So we're gonna go and we're gonna kick it right out. And let's go to Deuteronomy. Let me go pick it up. Matter of fact, I'm gonna do some reading with you. I'm gonna get my blessing in with you. But I'm gonna read this, Mother Z. I'm gonna go to Deuteronomy. I'm gonna read chapter 4. I'm gonna read verse number 1. I'm gonna read verse number I'm gonna read verse 17 and 27. That's what I want out of them. So I'm going to Deuteronomy chapter 1. I'm going to pick it up. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 17 to 27. All right, so Deuteronomy. We're going to chapter 4. We're going to read verse number 1, 17 to 27. Sound like it hit? All right. Taking off. Verse 1 reads, "Now, therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh your fathers gives you." Verse 17. "The likeness of any beast, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that lies in the air." I'm picking up at verse 27. That's what I want, 27. "And the Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations."
Yeah.
"And you shall be left few in number among the 17 nations where the Yahweh shall lead you." So we got, first he says, he's speaking to in verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 1. And keep in mind that he's speaking to the children of Israel. All right? So you know Yahweh was speaking to the children of Israel.
That's right.
The Israelites. Now, he said he's going to scatter them among all the nations. Okay? Now, let's go, and I want to pick it up because it's something that was said in the book of Matthew. Matter of fact, we're going to hold Matthew's right now. Help me out, Mother Z. And let's go, let's read to James. I want to see who's scattered among, who's these ones that scattered among all the nations. We got the children of Israel. We know he's talking to them in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 1, where in verse 27 he says, "We'll scatter among all nations," right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot more where it came from. But we're going to beat them real good in the head with this one. Because it's been put on the table. And I woke up early this morning and said, "Oh, okay, it's a cakewalk." Now let's go to James chapter 1 and give me verse number 1.
James chapter
1,
verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of Yahweh and of the Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, gathered, greeting.
That's right. So in the book of James, which is Yahweh the Son, brother, he says, James, a servant of Yahweh the Father and of Yahweh the Son. Now he wrote to the 12 tribes, and these 12 tribes are scattered abroad.
Yeah.
And we just come to find out Yahweh said he going to scatter the children of Israel.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get a case in point here. And let's put a, let's see, can we put a little name on that sponsor and where they scattered at?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Peter. Let's pick it up at chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. And we're just building a case here, Mother Z. Yeah, I'll read this one. And then you get the next. How about that? Man, we mission match this thing. You know, we go ping pong. I used to play ping pong a lot when I was younger, when I first learned how to play. So I like take the ball and bounce to the next person. They hit it on back and I try to catch it real quick before it come off the table. So we go ping pong this person right now, Mother Z. Yeah, he the ball. We got the bounce. The ball is in our court. So that's going to do a real good job on this. So what I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, "Peter, an apostle of Yahweh the Son, to the strange scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." So we got the 12 tribes of Israel right here that scattered through all these different countries. But it was something else that was said I want to bring out about the children of Israel coming from all these different countries. And let's see, can we put a name on it? Because we just got Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. These are all different parts of the world.
Yeah.
All right? So I'm going to take this with Mother Z, because I want to drop these names on board real fast and see can we tie this in the book of Acts. And there was something going on in the book of Acts. It was keeping a big old grand feast around this time. And there was a gathering going on in the book of Acts chapter 2. And I want to pick it up in the verse number 6. In the book of Acts chapter 2, let me write this down. Acts chapter 2. And we'll pick it up at verse number 6. And we're going to read all the way down until we get our point, roughly around verse number 11. And let's see what it says. Pick it up at verse number 6, read. Acts chapter 2, verse number 6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. So we got different languages going on. That means these people must speak different languages. And they got a different tongue. So, I mean, they come from, we know today if I would speak English and somebody else speak another language, I know we come from two different parts of the world. But let's see what verse number 7 reads. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Verse 8. And how hear we every man in his own tongue, wherein we were born? Oh, so all these people was born, and they found out where they was born. Verse 9, Parthenia, and Mede, and Elamite, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and Judah, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. Verse 10, and Phrygia, in Pamphylia, in Egypt, in the parts of Libya, about Syrian, Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Yada, Judah, and proselytes. Verse 11, Crete and Arabian,
yes.
We do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful words of Yahweh. But it's so funny because all these people come from different parts of the world, right? Okay, but in verse number 5, let's see who these people was in verse number 5 and put a icing on this cake real quick.
Yeah.
In verse 5, he says, and there were dwelling at Yada Judah. Yada Judah, devout men, every nation under heaven. So here we got every nation under heaven, and we got all these different men that came speaking different tongues, but all of them from tribe Judah. But remember, as we was reading the book of Revelation, he said that these ones came out. Let's read that again, Mother Z. Let's keep that point now, and let's make a good point out of this, and let's go back to that Revelation chapter 7, read me verse number 9.
Chapter 7, verse 9. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations.
Oh, so we got... No man can number of all nations, but we come to find out that the children of Israel is scattered to all nations. But we're going to put some more, we're going to put a little bit more heat up on that too about who's scattering is all nations too. We're going to put a stronger name on that. So we know we got the children of Israel scattered all nations. Okay, continue to read.
And kindred.
Now let's stop right there. Let me deal with that for one second. Now, Mother Z, can you help me out? Hold the place, because we're coming right back there. Now, he called them kindreds. He called them kindreds, right?
Right.
Let's deal with that word kindreds for a teaching moment, because we want to make sure that the national audience, and they get a great understanding about when he talk about Kendrick. We want to precept our Bible. We're going to let Yahweh tell the story. We just come and find out that, Jeroboam did things off his own mind. And you see what that caused? He started making two gold calves after Yahweh already told him. He gave him a rundown, right? Hey, you stick with me, you will get to 10. And you just keep doing my laws, right? But he didn't want to follow that lick. He wanted to do his own mind. So let's not do that, and let's see what the book has to say about Kendrick. Let's go to Romans chapter 9 and pick it up at verse number 3. And we want to find out, matter of fact, give me verse number 3 and verse number 4. I want that first. Yeah, give me verse number 4. Oh, verse number 4. Romans. We want Romans chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 3, and we're going to read verse number 4.
Romans 9, verse 3 and verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 4. For I could wish that myself was accused.
A curse.
A curse from Yahweh for my brethren, my kindred, according to the flood.
So this kinsman is has to be according to the flesh, right? He said, my kinsman. He said, got to be according to the flesh, right? So, okay. Now, who is this kinsman that he's talking about in verse number 4?
Romans chapter 9, verse 4. Who are Israelites?
The kinsmen are who?
Israelites.
So the kinsmen that he's talking about in Revelation, he's talking about the Israelites. That's the kindreds he's talking about. When you got kindreds going on, that means it's some family affair going on here. Mm. It got to be some relations. You're not going to call somebody in my kindreds over there and everybody come from different places. I'm not going to call white man white woman my kindred. Well, I know I got my Israelite brother sitting right here, and I know that's my kindred. The Bible told me that's my kindred. Mm. I just got done reading it off Romans chapter 9, verse number 4, that he says, who are Israelites. So he, and then what else he called me verse number 3? He said, verse number 3 said, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh the Son for my brethren. He called him brethren. So who's his brethren that we can read?
The Israelites.
Hallelujah. Well. Yeah, hallelujah. Well, get in there.
I just want to see
that
the world, I mean, they know exactly what
they're working. I'm going to
look at the definition of kindred.
All right, kindred.
Let's look at
the definition of kindred. That's
and
right.
At dictionary.com.
Okay.
It reads, kindred, related by birth or descent.
Oh.
Having kinship, kindred.
Oh. So, according to the 17 nations and their definition, outside of our Bible, they even know that when they wrote up their books and they tell a story for themselves, that they even know and told on themselves that kindred is a relation thing, it's a bloodline thing, right? So let's find out what our Bible has to say about your brother.
Hallelujah.
Who's your brother? You know, I ain't going to go that route right now because I'm going to stick with this one. But let's see it in the book of Leviticus chapter 19. And we want to find out who your brethren is. Because we want to make sure we got a foundation on our body. And the book of Psalms chapter 11 verse 3 says, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we got to make sure we got our foundation down pat. So in the book of Leviticus chapter 19, this is what we need to know. Write it down. Keep it in mind, study it, go over it. Keep going over it till you got it. In the book, this is your brother, and this is the brother. He said, my brother. He said, my brother. Didn't we just read that? In Romans chapter 9, verse 3, he said, my brother. Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 17. And let's see what it read right there. vision. Matter of fact, we're going to read verse number 1 and verse 2 so we can get a foundation of who specifically that's speaking about right now. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and verse number 17. Verse 17 reads. I mean, verse 1 reads. And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, so we know that Yahuwah laid a lick down on Moses.
Yeah.
So Yahuwah the one that's doing the talking at the end of it. Verse 2. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel. So we know he's saying, I'm going to stop right there because I just want to show who he's speaking to. That's what we want to point out at Voice of the True Israelite. We want to bring this book to life to you. Bring this thing out, something that you're trying to read over. So we know he's speaking to the children of Israel. What did he say to them in the verse 17? You should not hate your brother in your mind. And we just got done finding out that Yahuwah know all your thoughts. So he said, you should not hate your brother in your mind. You shall in any wise rebuke your brother and not suffer sin upon him or her. So you shouldn't hate your brother nor your sister in your mind. So at that case, the point, when Paul was talking about his brother, he was talking about all the congregation of the children of Israel, the Israelites. All right. So we got our kinsmen down packed, Mother Z. And we, like I said, we want to beat this thing down and make sure we ping-pong them real good so that ball gets dicked all in it. So let's see. Let's go back to that Revelation chapter 7. You can pick it back up at the top. I'm going to put a little dramatic on it as you read it again. Chapter 7, verse number 9, Mother Z.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
Uh-huh. It takes your time. You know, we're at the top part of the Sabbath day. You know, we got a good old thing going on here. We just love doing Yahuwah's business. You know, go ahead, Mother Z. I'm going to pull something out about that.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb.
Now, we're going to stop right there. I want to go back some because he said, after this I beheld and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations. Come and find out that the children of Israel is in all nations. And the kindreds are the children of Israel. But let's see, can we get another case in point here? Now, I want to take some out in the book of Luke. And I want to bring something out. In the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 24. And we want to see what Yahuwah the Son has to say about this lick right here. But before we go there, it was some statement I made out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying, about us, this thing we love to do. And I'm going to read this, Mother, put this on the side note for yourself, Mother, see? You know, yeah, you never know. I know you be leaving out, you have some friends of your own, and you never know who you got to run across. Somebody might say, man, what's your duty with this thing? What's your duty with this book? You know, somebody might ask you a question, and I want you to be ready to file phone with this Luke chapter 17, verse 7 down to 10. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 7 down to verse number 10, before we go read that Luke 21, 24. All right, let's take a peek over here real quick. The book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 7 down to 10 reads, but which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding the cattle, would say unto him, by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to me. Verse 8, and will not rather say unto him, make ready, wherewith I may sup, and gird yourself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you shall eat and drink. Verse 9, Do he think that servant, because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. Verse number 10. So likewise, you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. This is our duty to do this thing. That's why we come every night, 7 days out of the week, to make this thing happen. 12 gathering up, getting that 1 hour in on that Tuesday, 8 o'clock. That's what we come to do. I mean, we trying to help. We trying to help. So this is our duty to do. We love to do this thing. So let's pick it back up at you can catch us on Pal Talk. You can catch us on Pal Talk on that Tuesday. Go ahead and pick it up at Voice of the Trees Real Life. Hear the elder bring it on the air every 6 nights a week. Let you know what time it is and how to get to that good old Pal Talk. You'll catch us on there on that Tuesday at 8 o'clock. But let's see what we got going on. Now we was going somewhere, Mother Z. Well, yeah, that's right, Mother. We was going to Luke chapter 21. And let's make a good meal out of it. And let's pick it up at verse 23. Matter of fact, I'm going to pick it up at verse number 21. That's right. In verse 21 it reads, the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 21, down to 24. 21 reads, now remember, we're trying to find out who's in all these nations. Verse 21 reads, then let them which are in Yada Judah flee to the mountain, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter thereinto. Verse 22, for these be the days of it, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Verse 23, but woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there should be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Yahdah Judah shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So we got, here it is, we got the children of Israel, Yahdah Judah, is going to be led into all nations. Kids. Remember, we got kids. He said he saw a great multitude, right? Okay. So let's see what he had to say. Now, help me out here, Mother Z. Now, I still got some in Matthew I want to go check out. And I'm going to hold that because we were trying to say play out. Let's go to Amos chapter 9, verse number 9, Mother Z.
Amos.
Chapter 9, verse number 9. And we're going to see what Yahuwah, the Son, got there letting us know that we're going to be led into all nations. But let's find out. And Yahuwah, the Son, said that now. He said, going to be some trodden down by them Gentiles, too. But let's see what he had to say in verse number 9. Amos chapter 9, verse number 9. What it reads?
Amos chapter 9, verse 9. For lo, I will commit and I will
command.
And
a seat in a staff. Is that a thief or a staff?
Seed.
So he says corn is sift in a seed.
Yeah.
What else he say, Mom?
He shall not the least grain fall upon the earth.
So he just said that, for lo, I will command and I will sift the famine of Israel among all nations. So he just let it be known that he's going to sift us among all nations, right?
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, bring it on out here.
I want to add on to that Luke 21:24.
Hallelujah. What? Say
that the Gentiles would be driving down Yahweh Judah. Let's speak about that right quick, Mother. Let's see if we can add to that conversation right quick. Let's forget about Lamentations.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if we can work this thing out right quick. Lamentations chapter 5, Mother. Let's forget 16 through 18. Book of Lamentations, right between Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Let's see if we can add to that conversation. Let's see.
Hallelujah. Why?
Who Yahweh said was going to be in the southern kingdom. The book of Lamentations, chapter 5, 16 through 18, Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy.
Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 16. Through 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
The crown
is fallen from our
head. From our head.
From our head.
So he said the crown is fallen from our head. In other words, we don't crown no child.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read up.
That's right.
Woe unto you.
One time.
Woe unto us. That we have sinned.
That's why we lost our power. Because we transgressed against Yahweh's Torah instructions, right?
Hallelujah.
17, what do you say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17. But this, our mind is faint of
For these things,
our eyes are blind.
Dim. Verse 18, what do you say?
Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Because of the mountain of Yadadudah.
Because of the mountain of Yadadudah, go ahead.
Which is desolate.
Which is desolate.
Desolate.
Mm-hmm.
The
foxes.
The foxes walk upon it.
Hold up. He said the foxes is walking upon it, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
let's see if we can deal with, put a name on the fox that he's talking about right quick. Let's look at Luke chapter 13, young lion, right mm-hmm. quick. Luke 13, 31, 32. Let's see if we can pinpoint who he's calling a fox.
Luke
13. Luke chapter 13, 31 and 32. What are these foxes he's trying to point out here?
All right, the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 31 and verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31, read.
Yes, sir.
The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get you out and depart here, for Herod will kill you.
So Herod is one of the descendants of Esau, right?
Hallelujah.
Now, what is what he called the descendant of Esau in verse 32?
Verse 32.
Go ahead.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
Go you and tell that fox.
Tell who?
Tell that fox.
Oh, that's what he was trying to point out in the Lamentation. Fox gonna be trotting down your land, right?
Hallelujah.
I go to you,
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Boy. So we know they'll be trotting down that land, the old Esau and his five sons. But
all we gotta do is turn the pages. Comprehend, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
There is hope.
Hey, that's Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Hallelujah.
Now, we coming back to you, Mother Z. Well, would you hold something for me?
You told me the last thing was Amos 9:9.
I read that for me one more time. Give me that Amos 9:9. I'm going to where it's at. That's right.
Amos
chapter 9, verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will scepter the house of Israel among all nations.
Stop right there. That's what I need. So we got the famine in Israel among all nations, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking for something. Now, I want to go find something in the book of Esther. And then I want to find out how many provinces this person has. Because we want to get an idea of what Yahweh means when he said we're among all nations. So let's see what we can pull out in this book of Esther, Mother Z. Now, I'm going to pull this out and read it. So, you don't mind so kindly going over there and read that with me as I read, follow along with me. Now, if I didn't get my page to it, I'm actually in the wrong spot.
The world is naked
plain. Hallelujah. That's who we want to speak to. We want to speak to the world of Israel.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly what we want to speak to.
Right.
I think we'll get Isaiah chapter 45:17 going on with that one. But let's see what he had to say in the book of Esther. And it was something that was spoken about in chapter 3 and verse number 8. That's what I want. The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse number 8. Verse number 8 reads, and Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the province of your kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's law.
What is another word for dispersed? Another word for dispersed that a lot of times we got a lot of them on it, don't understand the verse. You don't have to preach up that big word called dispersed. And you probably can get in James or Peter 1:1 and get the proper word for that word dispersed. Because sometimes words, you know, they have a tendency to act like dispersed. They can't figure that word out. We can't take them for granted. So let's find out a proper word for dispersed.
Okay. Let's go pick it up. Let's pick it up, Mother Z. We can pick it up at James chapter 1, verse 1. And I'm going to pop that Peter. I'm going to go to Peter 1:1 first. And then you give me that James 1:1. How about that, Mother Z?
So when we put that word dispersed on, then we come right behind with a plain word for it to be clear, and then it says to open up to them. Dispersed means what that we can read like this. Come on, Mother Z, brother.
You going to James 1:1.
I bring out
Peter. Peter chapter 1, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, Peter, an apostle of Yahweh the Son, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
So what do you call him?
Strangers scattered.
Strangers. Now we're going to find out the strangers that scatter. Then we're going to put a precept on the strangers that scatter. Come on. Then we're going to Ephesians chapter 2 and find out what's the name of these strangers that scatter. So we can't take nothing. We can't take nothing for granted.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Nothing for granted. We got to make sure we clear on bringing these people back. We can't, if they know that's a good thing, suppose they help us. Come on.
James 1:1.
1:1.
That's man. We're going to James 1:1.
Then we're going to find out who these strangers that scatter through the precepts.
James chapter 1. Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
James, a servant of Yahweh and the Yahweh the Son,
yeah,
to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
ignore the word, but disperse means what?
Scatter.
Look at that,
Scatter.
Well, 12 tribes that scattered. 12 tribes that scattered. Now we on something now.
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to Ephesians 2 verse 10.
Okay.
And find out a little bit more. So now we on something. Remember, through the precepts and stuff, we get sound information. Let's find out 12 tribes scattered. Through 12 tribes that scattered. That's what means dispersed. Ephesians 2 10, bring it.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
Listen to this.
Pick it up at verse number 10.
Listen to this.
Verse 10 reads.
What it reads.
For we are his workmanship, created in Yahweh the Son. It's a good work, which Yahweh had before ordained that we should walk in them.
This is a hazard which reigns
from India.
So he had he reigned from India, which is Elam's people, even until who?
Ethiopia.
That's right, which is Cush, Hamboy, Hamboy. So he ran from the land of some Shemites, Elam's boy, all the way over to the land of Ethiopia, which is commonly called Cush, Hamboy. How many provinces did he have? Read that number for me, mother.
127
provinces. Yes, provinces. So he had 127 provinces. That's a whole bunch of land to be ruling where the children of Israel was at. And remember, we just got done reading in Ezra chapter 3, verse number 8. He says, and Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed, which is scattered among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. And this is how he operated when they was there. And their laws are diverse from all people.
Let's go still get a preset on that. Look at Jeremiah 3:17. They can get up in there.
All right.
They were scattered in all 120 provinces, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's see what Jeremiah says in 3:17.
All right.
Yes. 3:17. Let's agree a little bit on what Jeremiah says.
All right. We're going to the book of Jeremiah. We'll pick it up at chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 17.
We'll
take it out verse 19. We're going to read to 19. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 17 down to 19.
Listen to this mother read, bro.
17 read. At that time, they shall call Yahdah Judah the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Yahweh, to Yahdah Judah.
So, what are you saying? How many of them?
He said, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it. To the name of Yahweh, to Yahdah Judah.
Yes.
Neither shall they walk anymore after the imaginations of their evil
minds. That's why we know we got a job to do, because one thing about this has not been fulfilled. So somebody's got to trigger it off. We know where we are and where are we at according to verse 17.
And all nations.
We in all the nations. So we not only 120 provinces, we in all the nations.
All the nations.
Even to this day.
Even to this day.
But once they get them, how many letters right in that next verse?
In verse 18.
No, in 17.
Oh,
how many letters they got to get right?
Oh, four letters.
The four letters. See, when they get the four letters back in all nations, that's what we got a big job ahead of us. We got to get those or two-thirds that can hear this about these four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we're in all the nations.
Mm-hmm. All the nations.
Now verse 18.
In those days, the family of Yahweh.
Now I need a little bit more on 17.
All
the nations of Judah.
And all.
Neither one.
Okay, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, the name of Yahweh to Yahdah Judah.
Yeah.
Neither shall they walk anymore after the imagination of their evil mind.
He said, after evil mind, when you think you can shortcut this man all his power or what he got waiting on, that's an evil mind.
Right.
When you ignore this right here, that's an evil mind you got. This right here, is every time you put this in, that's the sign.
That's right.
Every time you get this Sabbath day in, you got the man sign.
Hallelujah.
You might need him one day. And he's looking at how you kept your Sabbath day. Listen, you ain't got the time if you don't do this right here. Springboard your life from the Sabbath day. Great. 18.
In those days, family of Yahdah Judah.
Okay, Yahdah Judah.
Shall walk with the family of Israel, the 10 tribes.
See, when they get their mind right, this going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, when their mind get right in those days, that the family of Judah, Southern Kingdom, the family of Northern Kingdom, Israel,
mm-hmm.
they're going to walk what kind of way?
They're going to walk. He said, and they shall come together.
He said, so how's it going to happen? Who's going to work on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
He got something to keep telling you. We got a job to do.
Hallelujah. Out of the land of the north, to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your father.
And we got to know what our homeland is. Not from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We got to know what reason why we're on this business. Because Joshua can put a highway for us to come back. But we already in the west of his land, back to the east of his land.
Let's
come back from straight from west back to east. The majority of us can come back from west to east.
Hallelujah. Well,
so we're gonna touch on that one day next week, practical, and show you, I mean, why did they put that Suez Canal in there in 1800? Because they knew they had to get that name out the way by saying that is Africa and Israel. We had to put no connection to it. Because you might put two and two together and say, you can't be no Middle Eastern. Because he's from Africa, according to the words they use. But that Suez Canal divided that, and now you can throw the word in called Middle Eastern Rainbow, or look more like an Arab. You can say all kind of things, but you're not going to talk about that 1839, somewhere when they brought that Suez Canal in. Got that thing ready to go. You see, running time.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't talk about none of that, but we gonna talk about that.
Hallelujah.
Finish that verse of 19, I'll get back in the comments.
Okay, verse 19. But I said, after I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations, and I said, you shall call me my father and shall not turn away from me.
Yeah. And you know, so once you get that name right, you will call, you know, be calling the guy over there in Rome the father, you will call this guy the father. And then he's going to make some more. Once you start getting this right, you put down that, you know, that stuff they got come over there in Rome, you put all that garbage down. And you wait on the public for declaration, and already happened. That's why when the Pope, he's going to come and sit over there in Jerusalem, and that's when they're going to throw a reinstitution of red apple. Man, go on this stuff. The public declaration been gone since 150 Pope B.C. somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That been over with. Back to the young line.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now we put a nail in the coffin. We'll make sure we touch on bases with this. In the book of Matthew, Mother D. That's why I'm going to go ahead and bring that out. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse number 19. Verse 19 reads. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. It says, go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
yes,
and of the Son,
mm-hmm,
and of the righteous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him, he said, hey, y'all quite a son, let him know. He said, go teach all nations. Right? And he said, now we come to find out that the children of Israel is in all nations. But let's point out something, see how this thing gonna happen here. Now, it was something that was said, Mother Z. And before we go there.
No, you just said a proper thing. He said, baptize them in the name of who he is?
He said, baptize them in the name of Yahweh the Son.
Okay. So now, you said.
Or the Father and the Son and of the righteous spirit.
Now drop a mean precept on that by going to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
Okay.
And it says, now you drop you a big time precept on it, and you got everybody's attention behind what you just brought up. If you say in Ephesians 3, 14 to 15. The reason why you baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and the righteous spirit, why you do all that? That's found out right now.
Okay.
3, 14 to 15.
We're going over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15.
Listen to this.
Verse 14 reads, for this cause I bow my knee,
yes,
unto the Father of our Yahweh.
Listen to this, 15.
in earth is name.
So that's why you baptize the name, and that's just the name, period.
Hallelujah, boy.
Everybody got that name.
Hallelujah, boy.
And gonna have it to come once we get this thing right. Not your young
life. Hallelujah, boy. So we got that down pat. Let me try to make a...